Echoes the Backwards Series, Season 4, Episode 4, Sacrificial Altar, by C. Henry Berman. For the headstrong Max Thornfield, leader of the Intrepid Flash Pack, there was never a restful moment. Only shortly after dealing with the threat presented by Corporal Contradiction and his resuscitator of death, Max had finally found himself mired in a situation he truly couldn't handle. A seemingly endless communicator call with the head of marketing and merchandise from Flashpack Comics.
Look, I just don't think an official Flashpack trench coat would be in the real spirit of... No Flashpack cigarette lighter either. Listen, Ralph. I'll talk to you later. What is it, Molly?
Well, I've been in my mad science laboratory, and I've put together this idea for a portable lamp we could use traveling through dark places. We could market it as the Flashlight, and...
I think that idea's already been...
Just then, the familiar form that Max had known so well since childhood as Captain Eternity appeared suddenly in the air.
Captain Eternity!
No, it's Captain
And with that, he was gone.
I can't say that I think the name change is very flattering.
Momentary! I'm here from Alter...
Gone again. This Captain Momentary is a lot more irritating to listen to than Captain Eternity.
Earth, a parallel universe, to warn you of the
I can see what you mean.
Danger posed to both our worlds by the cause.
But he's been dead for years.
And even in life, he was just a lovable father figure in a warm-hearted TV series. I don't think Captain Momentary is coming back again.
We'll have to find a way to get to this Alter Earth and find this mysterious cause.
I'm sure we can manage it together, Max.
Of course we can. Go get Slaughter, Drellis, and Keen. We'll see if that magic cat has a spell for parallel worlds.
Of course the magic cat had a spell for parallel worlds.
Of course I have a spell for parallel worlds. It's just two spells for adjacent worlds in a row. It's pretty obvious if you actually think for a minute. Okay. Turn around.
The intrepid team soon found themselves, with the help of Fertris's spell and Keen's transport belt, in an area that closely approximated the layout of New York's borough of Queens on their own version of Earth.
I think our best bet is to make for the equivalent of where Captain Eternity lives in our version of Earth, and hope that's where Captain Momentary lives on Alter Earth. It's this way.
He lives in Queens?
Well, he once heard that someone who lived forever would make the world's greatest historian.
That's terrible!
There are worse places to live. Now let's be on our guard, Pack. We don't know who this cause is, but the fate of the two worlds may be in our hands. Let's prove that Julie didn't die in vain. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
This is the door.
Captain Momentary's residence?
Hi.
We're the Flashpack.
From the other Earth.
Ah, you mean direct Earth. This here is Alter Earth.
I know that, Mouse Brain. You're always right behind us, but we never notice you.
That's a little creepy.
Exactly. I'm Texas Dallas, Texas Morningstar, but you can call me Tex. I'm the tailor of the state of New Mexico.
The tailor?
Sure, it's like the governor. On direct Earth, you put the people in charge who are best at directing things. On Alter Earth, the people who lead are the ones you alter the most. Anyway, come on in. The captain has been expecting you.
Are you going to let us know what exactly the threat is from this evil cause that Captain Momentary mentioned?
Evil cause? Nothing, as far as I know. He was hilarious on television, but an awful role model. I don't think we're worried about anybody but the cosmic realtor at the moment.
I see.
You know of him?
No.
Oh, well, he wants to take over our universe.
I never understood what would motivate someone to do that. What could you want to do with the whole universe once you own it, anyway?
He wants to sell it. That's why he's called the Cosmic Realtor.
Oh, really should have guessed that.
Not to worry. Come on into the other room. Flashpack, meet Empress Petra in the place where Captain Momentary was standing a moment ago. And the assembled members of the Alter Earth Sale Opposition Action Committee.
Catchy name.
Thanks!
I was being sarcastic. Why not just call it contraband?
Because I'm over 12.
I'm 23.
My point. Oh, mistress of all people and supreme seamstress, allow me to present the Flashpack.
You're honored, I'm sure. In the absence of Captain Moment... Oh, there you are. Oh, all right, there he goes again. In any case, allow me to explain the problem presented by the Cosmic Realtor. Selling our universe to the highest bidder places it on the free market. All the people of Alter Earth would become commodities, and as you know, commodities on the free market can under no circumstances be controlled. It is essential that I maintain absolute control over my people.
So essentially you're asking us to help you dominate your own people and keep them in a state of slavery.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Your Excellency, but we can't be a party to the maintenance of a state of slavery on this or any other version of Earth.
Why not? I really don't see what the big deal is.
Jimmy, what about that equality of all men that you keep mentioning? How the gods who gave us life give us liberty at the same time?
I know, the hand of force may destroy but cannot disjoin them. I still don't see how that contradicts slavery. If objects can be property, why can't people?
What about all your talk of universal love?
I could love property just as much as I could a free person.
I find your ideas fascinating, Kovacs, but this is a discussion for another time. The fact is that the cosmic realtor is a threat to us all.
It's true, Max. If one world is sold, then the inhabitants of all of them become instantly commodified. It would be like sacrificing free will to whoever controls the means of production, distribution, and exchange.
You're right. Who does this cosmic realtor plan to sell Alter Earth to anyway?
Whoever rules direct Earth, obviously.
The Empress is right. I mean, galloping galaxies. Antediluvian and intolerable as we might find her political ideas, we have to admit that none of us want Alter Earth to be sold over to direct Earth. It would imperil some of our dearest freedoms.
Not to mention that the transportation of an entire planet alone from one universe to another would put so much of a strain on the galactic power source that physical displacement would be impossible at the shift point, and both worlds would be destroyed.
That too. Flashback!
Flashback!
While Jimmy engaged in a private closed-door session with the ravishing anti-emancipationist queen of Alter Earth, and Fertress discovered that Alter Earth catnip was even more mind-altering than what he was used to, the rest of the Flashback had been forced to discuss action possibilities for hours with the frustratingly slow-working committee.
No matter what you say, I refuse to believe that a real estate agent could put up much of a fight.
Look, all we have to do is make the world seem like as unappealing a piece of real estate land as ever was sold. Talk about nearby railway tracks. The cosmic realtor will have to give up his plans to control it.
Have to do is definitely much easier.
If I could speak to you kids alone for a few minutes.
Sure.
Listen, guys, I know this isn't the way things are done around your parts, but I believe the reason our fellow delegates don't trust you is that you're totally unaltered.
We do come from a different dimension.
Still, I would personally recommend something fairly drastic if you want them to even begin to listen to what you have to say.
Such as what?
Well, a sex change is an old standby, and they're discounted at the moment. I'd be happy to make everyone's new clothes. I suppose you would.
But Tex, I already had a sex change during the intersession a few hours ago. Remember? Don't you think I look glamorous?
Oh, of course. Sorry I didn't notice that, Max. I'll show the rest of you to the clinic down the street. It's totally reversible. In fact, the more times it's reversed and the more alterations, the better. Yeehaw!
You'd better go, guys. I'd be curious to see what some of you guys look like as the opposite sex. Besides, it's for the sake of saving the world.
While Keen, Slaughter, Molly, and Fertress were leaving with Tex for the sex change clinic, Jimmy Kovacs was lying tranquil and satisfied on the borrowed bed of Captain Momentary with Empress Petra of Alter Earth, who caressed him tenderly as she began to speak.
Won't your friends be missing you?
They'll still be mired in that boring debate.
You don't think they'll need you. I can take you to see where I live at Shea Stadium.
Shea Stadium? Isn't that where the New York Mets used to play?
No, the Mets? They play at Ashburn Palace. Petra, Empress of the World. Hello? Oh, good. Oh, perfect. I'll tell him. Bye-bye. Jimmy, why don't you go find Tex and your friends at the sex change clinic and call me when you're through.
The what change clinic?
Sex change. You're in Alter Earth. You don't think you're going to spend your whole visit without being altered a few times, do you?
You mean people here?
Oh, yes. All the time. Of course, the rich can afford more of them, but as the richest person on the planet, that's not a problem for me. I think I started as Emperor Pyotr. That's what it says on the coins.
Oh. Oh, my God. Ugh.
Jimmy ran from the room to find his friends at the clinic and arrived just as Slaughter was emerging, newly changed from the operating theater.
My God, are you actually doing it?
Yeah, well, they said it was reversible.
Guys, we don't have to subscribe ourselves to Alter Earth's social conventions in order to defeat the Cosmic Realtor.
Oh, yeah, Smarty. pants? Where are your pants? Do you have a plan?
Of course. The way to defeat a sale is to drive prices so low that it's not worth it anymore for the seller.
How do you propose to do that exactly?
I do have a spell for that, if you stupid people had bothered to ask. I just have to mass produce worlds and flood the market.
Plutonium parakeets, Cat.
Where? That man.
Whatever. Just do the spell and let us get out of here.
Turn around!
You might have waited until I could get turned back into a woman again.
Oh, sorry about that.
Come on, Slaughter. Why not try it for a while?
Congratulations on your incredible feat! On behalf of Her Majesty, I would like to present you with a reward.
Oh, well.
How long will Slaughter stay a man? Why does Dralis want him to try it out for a while? Will Captain Momentary reappear momentarily with a reward? Will Jimmy get over the trauma of his recent encounter with the Empress? Find out some of these things in next week's episode in Love and Hate.